Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it's nice to be able to report that the local share market's going to be doing better this morning compared to yesterday's experience when the market was down by 1.8% in the midst of some fairly aggressive selling. What we'll see likely this morning is an improvement of around 1.3% for the index, and it comes on the back of what was a pretty spirited recovery for US stocks last night. They spent all of their session in positive territory, moving higher pretty much from the outset and finishing in around their best levels of the session. And accompanying that was an initial moderation when it came to US government bond yields. So that provided a foundation for things initially, but bond yields then actually moved higher once more to finish largely unchanged, but still to see that price discovery on the part of 10-year Treasury yields at around 1.36% on the low side speaks to some interesting points that we can talk about another time. But the fact is that the markets are going through the process of finding an equilibrium in what is now a different stage of this discussion. In the previous 12 months, it was all about making sure that settings were as accommodative as possible, were going to be targeted in the right places with the precision to allow the economy to recover. By and large, that's been a success. Now we've seen the global economy improve. There are a whole range of numbers that point to that, but of course it's been accompanied with higher rates of inflation. And now it's a question of managing that at the same time as managing the withdrawal of some of those super accommodative settings. And in the midst of all of that, it is natural that you will see volatility. So that's precisely what we're navigating at the moment. But fortunately, this latest spate seems to have found some sort of an equilibrium, as I said, for the moment. Overnight, we had the S&P 500 finish with a gain of 1.4%. The NASDAQ were less emphatic in its improvement, up by around 0.75%. We had the Dow up by around 1.5%. So the point to note overnight was that we also saw a sizable softening up of the US dollar as those government bond yields fell. So that was significant because it allowed the commodity space to recover. It was hard ridden a day earlier. Now we saw a pretty spirited recovery in which energy was amongst the most improved overnight. There's another couple of factors working to support energy prices as well, not least of which is the belief that the global economy will continue to open up, and also the geopolitical situation as it turns around Iran. So with the very conservative victor of the Iranian, in inverted commas, election, the sense now is that perhaps any nuclear deal might be a little bit further afield, and that might not necessarily liberate the supplies out of Iran that were initially estimated. So that's part of the reason why energy prices are being supported to that extent. Yesterday, in local terms, we had financials, energy and materials amongst the worst performers. All of those are going to participate in a more constructive fashion today, probably led by energy, so keep an eye out for that. In terms of developments today, we'll see the New South Wales budget handed down, so there'll be some splashy headlines around that, but in terms of affecting market sentiment, it'll probably be at the margin. Elsewhere, we've got weekly payrolls and sentiment figures. Again, that's not going to move the needle too much in the context of what's going to be going on today. The Aussie dollar, as I said, it's recovered thanks to a weaker greenback. It's trading around 75.4 US cents.